Welcome to your KSDP radio show featuring
King Mac
and Penguin Woo! Feet.
Good morning, Kinko. First, I'm going to tell you about Ricky's place fifth and T-Jack's place third at New Stew by Shauna. In the past 3 weeks, the Rookies and T-Jacks have been working hard in game after game. They started off at the Nikolaevis Warrior Rumble, where the T-Jacks placed first and the Rookies placed third. Then on their way to the Sockeye Tournament in Bristol Bay, they played Sioux Valley, Wasilla Lake, and Lumen Christi. At the Sockeye Tournament, the T-Jacks placed second and the Rookies placed fourth. Last weekend, the Rookies and T-Jacks attended the first annual New Stew Showdown. A total of 8 boys teams and 7 girl teams attended from all over Western Alaska, which were Kalignik Huskies, New Halen Malamutes, Cockanock Warlords, King Cove Rookies and T-Jacks, Sandpoint Eagles, Manicotic Lynx, Kalskeg Grizzlies, Hooper Bay Warriors, and the New Stewahawk Eagles. The Rookies played the Warlords first round of the tournament and defeated them by 9. The T-Jacks played the Huskies first round and beat them by over 10 points. In the second round, the T-Jacks and Rookies both played the hosting team. Both teams fought hard, but in the end couldn't pull ahead of the Eagles. In the next round, the Rookies faced the Malamutes. They couldn't quite get ahead, but they had an overall fun time and placed fifth. The T-Jacks then played the Lynx and won by 30, 63-33. With that win, the T-Jacks placed third overall. This week, the teams will be facing some of the same competitors at the Elks Tournament in Bristol Bay. Rip 'em up, Rookies. Tear 'em up, T-Jacks. The first song I'm going to start off with is called 500 Miles by Rockapella. So here it is. Jum, 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 diddle, bum, 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 bum.
Jum, 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 diddle, bum, bum, bum. When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. When I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. Should I read Hegel? Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heckling up for you. I would walk 500 miles more just to be the man who walked 5,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for work, I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you.
When I come home,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's coming home for you. And when I grow, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing for you.
I would walk 500 miles more
just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000
preparation for the district spelling bee by Kayla B. Near the end of the King Cove spelling bee, Douglas and I went back and forth for about half an hour and went nearly 20 rounds. When I spelled some of the world out loud, I knew that I had misspelled them, but I went on anyway because the rules say that once you say a letter, you cannot change it. Some of the words I knew I spelled wrong were aggrandizement and cajolery. After winning the King Cove Spelling Bee, I started getting ready for the District Bee. I practiced for 4 days straight on the Latin, New World, French, German, and Arabic language words. The hardest languages for me were Slavic and Greek. The first thing I did to prepare for the spelling bee was to either have someone tell me to spell the word, or I went on www.wordcentral.com, where they have a bunch of different games to play so that you can study. For a few days, I had a list of words printed off the internet that I had my dad ask me to spell. And each one that I got wrong, he would mark it, and we would practice for half an hour. Then when I got done going through the whole list once, I would go over the misspelled words until I got them all right. Editor's note, Kaylee won the district spelling bee on February 5th. Next song I'm going to play is called Spider Webs by No Doubt, coming up. Don't forget to buy your school sweaters that are on sale now for $35. Also, you could come and purchase a yearbook, which are also on sale for $30 each. And also, you guys could come purchase King Cove sweatpants that are on sale now. Youth sizes from small to extra large are $15, and adult sizes from small to 3X large are $20. You could see Mr. Gerio to purchase one.
What's this?
Next song coming up is called Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. Coming up.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat Bottom Girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Won't you take me home tonight? Oh, down beside you.
I think it is time for a movie review.
It's like hamburger.
By Mark F. Movie review is The Hurt Locker. SFC William James of an elite bomb squad in the U.S. Army goes to Iraq after their team leader, SSG Matt Thompson, was killed from an explosion. James goes in as a replacement until the unit's tour of duty is over, and they only have 1 month left. The two others in the unit are forced to get over the tragic loss of their team leader and get used to the new tactics of the crazy adrenaline junkie James as the new team leader, hoping that they will not die in their last month of duty. At first, they hate and despise him, as if everything he does can be done a different, safer way, but soon they come to understand that he has done this before, and he has been to Afghanistan more than once and really knows what he is doing. Basically, he is the best of the best at what he does. Although he is crazy and a wild man, he still cares for the safety of his unit and the protection of others and getting the job done. James finds himself back with his son in no time, living a normal, boring life with the same beginning and predictable end of every day. Soon he can't take it anymore, and he ends up back overseas doing what he really loves to do. He has 365 days left. I like this movie a lot, and I recommend it to anyone. It's great, and you never know what's going to happen next. Next song coming up is very amazing song. It's called Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. So here it is. Next up, junior high basketball team gets ready to play by Whitney. We have always had high school basketball teams and also an intramural team, but never anything for the junior high. This year's junior high basketball team is the first that Kinkope School has had since the 2006 and 07 school year. There are quite a few kids in the 7th and 8th grade on the team this year. They are Cameron, Rachel, Kaylee, Peyton, Timmy, Jamin, PJ, Ethan, Dustin, and Mitchell. They are coached by Miss Etta. The team has been faithful to practice 3 times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. They are working hard to be the best team that they can be. Coach Etta is doing good in preparing them for their games. She has them conditioning, running, shooting, and all the basics of basketball. The King Cove Junior High team is planning a trip to either Cockonock or New Haven on the 26th and 27th of February. They are either going to take on the Junior High Warlords or Malamutes. So far, it sounds like all of the participants are having a good time. Rachel said, "It's so awesome. She's excited to go on their first ball trip and kick some butt." Cameron said, "Oh my goggles, it's amazing." Cameron, along with the rest of her teammates, are also very excited about their upcoming trip. We would like to thank Miss Etta for stepping up and taking the coaching position this year, giving our junior high kids the opportunity to participate in an extracurricular activity. Thanks to everyone who has helped with them. And go King Cove School Junior High. Next song coming up is going to be called Rock Fairy by Duffy. Coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everyone in King Cove, don't forget about the Winter Ball, which is March 13th, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., 7th grade through 12th grade. Also, I'm going to do a Guess Who from King Cove School. Whoever Guess Who enjoys being silly, hates books, which is totally opposite of one of this Guess Who's sisters. Crashed a car in a pond at age 4. It was a toy car. Is on a team or two. Is seasonally migrant. Favorite movie is Napoleon Dynamite. Has a discling for wavy hair. Recently got a haircut. Has 3 siblings, 2 of which attend King Cove School. And that's really gay because I don't even know who that is. But anyway, next up I'm going to do a profile on Miss Green. Ms. Green is a special education teacher here at King Cove School. Her full name is Cynthia Caldwell Green. She was born and raised on High Desert Plateau, which is in central Washington. She grew up as a city girl, but worked a lot for farmers and ranchers in Washington. Cynthia was the first girl in her high school to ever take a welding class. She also took all the other shop classes, such as wood shop and metalworking, since she already knew how to cook and clean and stuff like that. She didn't want to take home ec and want to learn, and she wanted to learn something new. She also tried to take all the agriculture classes that her high school offered. Her favorite meal is a good Mexican breakfast in El Paso. She never gets much vacation time, but her dream vacation would be to go on a horse backpack trip where she can travel and camp out with her friends and have a good time. Her favorite part of the day is when all of her teacher aides are here to help out and the day goes through smoothly. Miss Green has been teaching since 95, and she moved to Alaska in 94, and she has been in and out of Alaska since 1974, but never actually moved until 1994. The next song coming up is called Everyday People by Taj Mahal. Coming up. Yeah!
With your bad self.
There is a long hair that doesn't like the short hair. the boulevard, watching folks pass, seeing all types of people, seeing all types of class. Thinking of one thing to remember most in our life is we're all created equal through all walks of life. God made it that way, but can we show him that, hey, we can all get along across the USA. Don't let the color segregate, let's integrate, not hate. Cause if we all work together, then this world will be great. But now we need to do it fast before it is too late. Remember, we all everyday people and ain't no time to debate. Mistakes will happen, the jaws of snakes keep snapping. Keeping unity through a song as people hands keep clapping. People still adapting to the changes and friendly faces of different races. Remember, it ain't no limit we can take this. It's like when Sly wrote the song, man, his message was strong. He said, everyday people need to get along.
Hey everyone, don't forget about putting on the hits, which is Friday, April 2nd, 7 p.m. You can win great prizes. If you're interested in performing, talk to Miss Miller in room 124. Next song coming up is called I Told You So by Carrie Underwood. Coming up.
Suppose I said I wanna come back home. And suppose I cried and said I think I finally learned my lesson. And I'm tired of spending all my time alone. If I told you that I realize you're all I ever wanted, and it's killing me to be so far away, tell me that you love me too, and would we cry together? Or would you simply laugh at me and say, I told you so? Oh, I told you so. I told you someday you would come crawling back. Thank you.
Earthquake Relief Fund. You can donate money to send to Haiti. You may see Miss Letter or Paulson for details. And we'd like to thank the King Cove Student Council for donating $207 to the Haiti Earthquake Relief Fund already. And hope it still goes smoothly. And the next song coming up is called Crazy by Aerosmith. Coming up.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall, the way you make good for all the nasty tricks you pull. Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me? Say you're leaving on a 7:30 train and that you're heading out to Hollywood. Girl, you've been giving me the line so many times it kinda gets like feeling bad. Looks good. Yeah. That kind of loving turns a man to slave. That kind of loving sends a man right to his grave. I go
I don't think I have enough time to say much more stuff, so I'm just going to play one more song and see you guys again next week. And the song coming up is called All Out of Love by Air Supply. So see you guys next week. Peace out.
Way it gets harder.